Hey, listeners, a bipolar, a schizophrenic, and a podcast is now the Not Crazy Podcast. Same feed, different name. Hosted by Gabe Howard and Jackie Zimmerman. Search for Not Crazy or visit us at psychcentral.com/notcrazy. In the meantime, enjoy this legacy episode of BSP, and we hope you'll check out the new Not Crazy Podcast.
For reasons that utterly escape everyone involved, you're listening to a bipolar, a schizophrenic, and a podcast. Here are your hosts, Gabe Howard and Michelle Hammer.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to a bipolar, a schizophrenic, and a podcast. My name is Gabe, and I'm the bipolar one.
Hi, I'm Michelle. I'm the schizophrenic one, and the better one.
The better one, really.
The better one.
Right before we started recording, you told me that you were the hot one because I was a...
Not hot one?
No, you called me a fat ass.
Just no, I didn't. Why are you going to say that? I never called you a fat ass.
Your exact words were, you are a fat ass that needs to go to the gym.
No.
That's hurtful.
That's so mean. I would never say that.
Speaking of mean things that people would never say that often get said, Michelle, you were triggered by an eight-year-old movie.
Oh my God. I can't believe that was some segue, Gabe. I really like how you did that.
I mean, it's our way.
It's really, that was smooth. That was real slick. Well, okay. My friend, okay. I'm watching a movie. My friend brings up, oh, we gotta watch this movie, The Roommate. The Roommate is such a good movie. It's like kind of freaky. It's kind of weird. We should so watch the movie, The Roommate. So I'm gonna watch the movie, The Roommate. Okay.
How many times are you gonna say roommate? I'm just curious. You're gonna watch the movie, The Roommate.
We're gonna watch the movie, The Roommate.
Listen, the audience understands that you watched a movie and it was called A Roommate. You can carry on.
Okay. Here's the little trailer description. When college freshman Sarah arrives on campus for the first time, she befriends her roommate Rebecca, unaware that the girl is becoming dangerously obsessed with her. So, Rebecca seems to have some issues. She's becoming very obsessed with her roommate Sarah. She's scaring away Sarah's friends that are getting in between their relationship. She even goes as far to killing her ex-boyfriend.
Oh, so there's murder.
There's murder in the movie, this girl Rebecca. And at one point you meet her parents and then you hear her mother or father, one of them says to her, "Rebecca, have you been taking your medicine?" And then all of a sudden I was like, "Interesting. What is this movie really about?" So then the roommate, Sarah, who is being stalked, they go through her drawers and they find a bottle of pills. Now, I didn't see what it said on the pill box, but then they go to the computer. And you know how in movies they usually make up different pills, names,
right,
you know,
right.
Stuff like
we
that.
Do for the show.
Like we do for the show, yeah. But they didn't in this movie. They go into like Google search or whatever and search for a pill name. And guess what it was? Something that I take.
Oh my God. So wait, are you Rebecca?
No, but I've never been more offended because they used the antipsychotic that I take. They look it up and they go, oh my God, it says this pill's used for the treatment of bipolar or schizophrenia. Oh no. And all of a sudden I was like, oh my goodness.
This has got
to be one of the most offensive things I've ever watched in my life.
Wait, hang on. It was for the treatment of bipolar and schizophrenia?
That apparently...
Now I'm offended.
Now you're offended.
Yeah, when it was just about you, I was like, oh, you're overreacting. But since they actually said bipolar... Now, this will not stand. This is bullshit.
I know, and it had Leighton Meester in it also, and I liked her.
I can't believe that this movie has existed for 8 years without our rage.
Don't want to watch a movie made 8 years ago about a girl with bipolar or schizophrenia that isn't taking her antipsychotic. Because maybe we can make The Roommate 2, and I'll stop taking my antipsychotic, and then people can look in the drawer and find that pill and see that I've not been taking it and Google it.
And just like that, and the plot comes to a head.
The plot comes to a head.
Let's do explore this for a moment. I mean, just in case the podcast doesn't work out.
Yeah.
Because I suspect that you would be the killer and that I would be the victim, but it wouldn't have anything to do with your schizophrenia. It would more have to do with us being locked in a room for hours on end with recording equipment. And it can be called the podcast.
The podcast.
Right. But you got to say it like in that voice that you use to describe the roommate.
The podcast. Oh, I have to add, I was watching this movie at night, So after, before I went to bed, I made sure to take that pill so I did not kill my roommate that night.
First, let's address a couple of things right out of the bat. Obviously, you have not been on this particular medication for your entire life.
No.
So before you took that pill, did you want to murder anybody?
No.
Okay. And do you honestly believe that if you stopped taking that pill tomorrow, you would start killing people?
Absolutely not.
And to further drive this point into the ground, there are plenty of people that become obsessed with their friends, roommates, spouses, boyfriends, girlfriends that have no mental illness or schizophrenia. They just cray.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, I do in fact have bipolar disorder, but you know, I was a teenager once, and I know it's hard to separate out, you know, bipolar Gabe from actual Gabe, but I do believe that, you know, the reason that I spent my prom night crying is because that lady dumped me. And I was sad and I hated her new jock boyfriend, and probably not because I was bipolar. I think this is just like a standard thing that happens to all people.
Understandable. I would say that's understandable. I would get that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, but the fact that I had bipolar disorder and wasn't yet medicated didn't make me kill anybody. I just,
right.
And I've never been violent and I've never had the urge to kill people, even though I too take a psychiatric medication. And this of course offends us. Because now people are looking at us like, uh-oh, if Gabe and Michelle stop taking their meds, we are going to be...
killers.
Yes. Oh, Michelle, I am so sorry that you had to watch Netflix at home while not working. I mean, I'm so sorry you had to go through this experience with this movie. But doesn't it suck? I mean, doesn't media portrayals just blow?
I just couldn't believe they used a real medication name.
Right. Do you remember the episode where we talked about side effects of medication?
Yeah.
And what did I name the medication that helped fix?
Dixapoppin.
Right. We had Dixapoppin, which was the, I guess, you know, ED medicine, because it cured the medical diagnosis of
Dixafloppin.
Right. Yeah. We got nothing right on that. Doesn't it bother you though? Look, we all know it bothers us. We don't need to be coy, but we try to be responsible with this show. We're not Hollywood. As much as we have tried to delude ourselves into saying that we have millions upon millions of fans, we don't. We just.
I've never deluded myself to that, Gabe. Maybe that's just you.
Listen, I believe that there are millions of people. We just can't track them because one person downloads it and then plays it in front of a live auditorium, stealing our thunder. I know this happens.
Obviously, you're off the meds, Gabe. You're off the meds, and you're gonna stalk somebody, and you're gonna be obsessed with them, and you're gonna kill their ex-boyfriend.
This is not the only movie that you have ever seen in your life that has to do with
well, not in my life. I've seen many a movie, many a Disney movie in my life.
Oh, well, Disney movies, I'm fairly certain, are all about mental illness.
Well, I mean, I once flew on a magic carpet.
Magic carpet ride.
Okay, shut up. New shut up. World. Shut up. Moving on.
Michelle, this is not the first pop culture portrayal of mental illness that we've ever seen. It sounds like this one bothered you so much because it hit so close to home. You are a woman, you have a roommate, and you're on this exact same medication. So if you start acting in a way that people don't like, they can easily say, oh, it's because of the medication, rather than address with you whatever. This is just another way to dismiss our feelings. That's kind of how I see it.
I completely agree with you, because they were just saying, oh, she's off her meds, that's why she's crazy. Like, why isn't she seeing a therapist?
What are you asking me for? I didn't write the damn thing.
I don't know. Well, who wrote this movie? I'm going to look it up. And I'm going to send them an email. I'm sending them an email.
Really?
Whoever wrote this movie.
So instead of dedicating a whole podcast to this?
Writer Sonny Malhe? I'm writing you an email, Sonny Malhe.
You should probably learn to pronounce his name.
Whatever
first.
Your name is, Sonny Malhe. Well, I never heard of you in anything else, but you might have done other stuff. You wrote a very insulting movie.
Now, is it insulting or is it insensitive?
No, it was insulting.
I was just
so insulted. I was really, really insulted. Because I'm watching the movie with somebody. I see that. I go, oh, that's my medicine. Oh, now the person that I'm with is thinking, oh, is that going to happen to you if you stop taking your medicine? I was seriously asked that in that moment.
Were you offended that the killer was a woman?
No.
But you're also a woman.
Why would I care if it's a woman? There's many women in the world. There's not as many people who take that medication. And I felt singled out.
It's not that the killer was a female or a young female or even a young white female. It's that she was a schizophrenic taking a medicine that you take, an antipsychotic medication, and then it pulled in the trope of if you don't take your medicine, you will become violent.
Yeah.
And all of that connected for people because of their own biases, misunderstanding, and ignorance to then look over at you and try to draw a parallel where before you watch the movie, that didn't exist.
Right. Like,
so in your friend group, because you watched a movie, you were now looked down upon.
Yeah. Well, I was asked, oh, if you don't take that, will things like that happen?
We'll be right back after we hear from our sponsor.
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp.com. Secure, convenient, and affordable online counseling. All counselors are licensed, accredited professionals. Anything you share is confidential. Schedule secure video or phone sessions, plus chat and text with your therapist whenever you feel it's needed. A month of online therapy often costs less than a single traditional face-to-face session. Go to BetterHelp.com/PsychCentral and experience 7 days of free therapy to see if online counseling is right for you. BetterHelp.com/PsychCentral.
Hey everyone, we wanted to tell you about Emergency Dentists USA. They love the show and wanted us to give them a shout out. Emergency Dentists USA is a 24-hour dental referral service that specializes in finding emergency dentists who accept patients with no insurance and offer low-interest payment plans. We are open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, even on holidays. Our staff is knowledgeable and friendly and can find local emergency dentists in your area for any dental emergency you may face. Visit them online at www.emergencydentistusa.com. Check them out if you need them. And now, back to the show.
And I think that there's another side that we need to talk about as well, which is, let's say that you are a young woman with schizophrenia and you see this movie and then a doctor tries to prescribe you that medication.
Good point.
You're going to say, look, I don't want that. I'm not violent. That movie stops killers. I'm not a killer, so I need a different medication. And now you're going to resist the treatment all because you don't want to be lumped in with a fictional movie. Let me back up for a second. I just have to say this. I want to say this to the whole world. You can clip this out of the podcast and play it for everybody. Listen, animals don't talk. People can't fly. There's no such thing as superheroes. We all understand how fiction works in movies for almost every other thing. But for whatever reason, whenever there's any mentally ill character, we suddenly think that Hollywood is producing a documentary about our lives and saying, this is what mentally ill people act like. Really?
Did I ever tell you at the time there was like somebody was writing a film in LA, a film on schizophrenia, and they wanted me to like talk to the lead actress and they wanted me to read the scripts and everything. The lead actress, like I spoke to her, she calls me and all she's saying is that like, oh, tell me your story. And I was like, well, do you know anything like, you know, about schizophrenia, how to like act like it? And she's like, oh, well, I'm like a really good actress. And I'm like, well, do you know any mannerisms of people with schizophrenia? You know, how they act? And she just like blew the whole thing off. Like, oh, she goes that. I was like, you know, a lot of people with schizophrenia, they don't really usually look people in the eye that often. She goes, oh, no, really? But we're on FaceTime. You're looking at me in the eye. And I'm like, well, we're on the phone right now. And she just wasn't even understanding what she would have to be playing if she was playing a schizophrenic person. She just wanted to hear my story and not learn anything from me. And then when the person who had set us up to talk, when she emailed me, can you read our script and tell us how it sounds? I said, I don't want to read your script for free. I work as a mental health advocate and my time is money as well. If you would like me to read your script and you're trying to support people with mental health issues, it would be really nice if you could compensate me. And the woman said, I completely understand. I'll talk to the director. The email ceased. Never again.
That was the end of it?
Never heard it from them again.
This is a real problem in our circles where people don't want to gain the right information. And if they even make a cursory attempt, they want to get it for free. And listen, you get what you pay for. And I have no idea if this particular movie, The Roommate, hired anybody to talk about mental health, mental illness. You know, chances are, look, it's it's a horror movie that it sounds like wasn't very popular because I never even heard of it. So the good news is it didn't do that much damage because only like 11 people saw it. But I get it. Nobody seems to want to understand what it's like to live with mental illness and portray it in any manner that is even remotely realistic in popular culture. And what's even worse is that the people watching it, for whatever reason, have decided that it contains factual information. It's just a story, you know, and it's not good or bad or otherwise. It's just fiction. And I wish that people could understand that it's fiction. We'd just make so much progress if people would be like, look, that's a fictional portrayal of somebody with schizophrenia.
It's almost as though people like to make those fictional things up because they want to make sure that they aren't like that.
Oh, sure. I'm
not crazy. They're crazy. See what crazy looks like? That's what crazy looks like. And that's not me.
There you go. Mm-hmm. And see, that's even scary as well. Because again, back to the point that I made earlier, let's say that you're watching this movie and you're watching this woman with schizophrenia kill people, become obsessed, be, you know, just weird the way her family is acting around her. Of course, she murders somebody. That's a whole thing.
Yeah.
And then somebody diagnoses you with schizophrenia. You're like, I've never been obsessed. I'm not. Just on and on and on. You're like, listen, I've seen what schizophrenia looks like, again, in a fictional portrayal, and I've decided to get some sort of factual basis out of this. And, you know, this is how we end up with, you know, politicians that don't understand facts because they watch some movie about the army and they think they're generals. So it's not just mental illness. It just, our podcast just happens to be about mental illness. If we switch over to the political spectrum, boy, do we have some movies that piss us off.
Let's not even go there, Gabe.
Why not? We got nothing to do.
We got nothing to do.
We not got nothing to do.
We got nothing to do.
What are some movies that portray somebody with schizophrenia correctly? Do you even know of any?
No.
In the bipolar space, there are a couple of movies that get close. And the most popular one and the most recent one is Silver Linings Playbook. And I just bring this up to show that Hollywood, I think, is learning. They are trying. You know, a horror movie, they sensationalize everything. So, you know, in fairness, and I'm not trying to insult your friends, that the fact that they even watched this movie and looked at you, that's kind of insulting. Like, look, it's one, you know, it's a movie. Two, you know, movies are fiction. And three, really? Really?
Yeah.
Like, really, what's your question again, dumbass?
That was...
So I get it. I get it. But I do think that Hollywood is trying. I mean, I know that the group didn't want to pay you, but at least they made a cursory attempt. That was more than nothing. And to go back to Silver Linings Playbook, it wasn't a bad portrayal. It's still a fictional movie, and I want to let people know that. If they run out and watch the movie, I don't want them to say, hey, a man that lives with bipolar disorder said that was spot on. It wasn't spot on, but it was really close. And frankly, it was close enough that for a fictional representation, it really didn't offend me. That really could be somebody's life with bipolar.
But do you go jogging with a trash bag around you?
Listen, I don't, but it's not the trash bag part.
It's the jogging?
It's the jogging. I just end right there. Yeah, not everybody with bipolar disorder wears a trash bag or jogs.
Or jogs.
or yeah. Jogs.
Maybe one or the other, though.
Yeah, maybe one or the other, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that I've never woke up with a trash bag around my neck.
That's the new shirt you should sell, Trash Bag Chic.
Trash Bag Chic.
Trash Bag Chic. Yeah, I think it'll look good.
But there were parts of it that really did speak to me. The confusion, the manic energy, him waking up his family in the middle of the night because he got excited about something, the desperation to repeat things, the way his family had to make apologies for him because he woke up the neighborhood, the way he couldn't let things go. These were things that are very stereotypical of somebody who lives with untreated bipolar disorder. And they kind of covered that decently, saying that he wasn't necessarily under a lot of control. He didn't necessarily have the best treatment. But ultimately, and this is something that I want everybody to know, even if that was a documentary, even if that was complete fact, even if every single thing that happened in Silver Linings Playbook was true and happened exactly like that, that doesn't mean that that's how everyone with bipolar disorder behaves.
True.
That means that's how that dude behaves. So I think we need to get over that as well. It really bothers me that people are like, hey, I saw a woman in a movie and now I know how women act. Or I saw an African-American male in a movie, so that's how all African-Americans act. Or, you know, just on and on and on. But we think this is a society. So on the plus side,
it's just stereotypes.
Yeah.
Everyone's just making a stereotype.
Stereotypes are the shorthand of the lazy. I don't want to take the time to get to know you, so I will just figure out whatever stereotype I can and declare my knowledge of you complete. And that's just
called ignorance.
It's straight up ignorance. It's lazy ignorance. And it's bullshit. And it robs you of getting to know real people.
Some people aren't worth getting to know.
Well, but you won't know that until you get to know them. Listen, when I first met you, you yelled cock ring at the top of your lungs, all right? If I would have been like, all right, we've got a tiny little schizophrenic yelling cock ring, I don't want to be friends with her anymore, this whole podcast would not exist.
I was not yelling cock ring at the top of my lungs. You say that all the time. You always bring that up. It was yelling cock ring. I had a ring.
And what
was
the ring?
Actually a ring. It was a ring that my friend, who is a sculpture artist, sculpted out of wire, a penis on a ring, so I was calling it a cock ring.
Loudly.
Everyone was asking me about it.
You wore a dick on your finger.
Whatever, it was my ring.
You know,
I got a lot of comments on that ring.
Yeah, no shit. Most people do not wear genitalia on their finger when they meet business associates for the first time.
I stopped wearing it after a week because I was getting too many looks. Okay, but if you want that ring, hit me up. I'll get one made for you.
Aww.
Gabe, I think our final thoughts for today is, if you're going to make a movie about a girl with a mental illness, don't pick an actual medication's name. Make up a name. Use that. And if you're going to watch a movie with some friends, and before you ask your friend a really dumb question, just think twice.
Just think twice. Maybe just think it all. Like, just I don't think there was a first thought.
I mean, if you've known your friend for like over a year, don't ask a question based on a movie you just saw that came out in 2011.
You know what's going to be awesome? If you and your friend are not friends after this podcast, it means your friend was good enough to listen to the show that you're hosting. So that's just going to be a real travesty. Thank you, everybody, for tuning into this week's episode of A Bipolar, A Schizophrenic, and A Podcast. Please head over to store.psychcentral.com, buy our Define Normal shirt. We are almost out of them, and once they are gone, they are probably gone forever. Also, rate us everywhere, share, tell your friends. Michelle and I are on a course with destiny, and you're right.
Roommate!
You've been listening to A Bipolar, A Schizophrenic, and A Podcast. If you love this episode, don't keep it to yourself. Head over to iTunes or your preferred podcast app to subscribe, rate, and review. To work with Gabe, go to GabeHoward.com. To work with Michelle, go to Schizophrenic.nyc. For free mental health resources and online support groups, head over to PsychCentral.com. The show's official website is PsychCentral.com/BSP. You can email us at show@PsychCentral.com. Thank you for listening, and share widely.